This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia's embassy in North Korea now says the country has eased stringent epidemic controls in the capital, Pyongyang, that were placed during the past 5 days to slow the spread of respiratory illnesses. North Korea has not officially acknowledged a lockdown in Pyongyang or a reemergence of COVID-19 after the leader, Kim Jong-un, declared a widely disputed victory over the coronavirus in August. But the Russian embassy's Facebook posts have provided rare glimpses into the secretive country's infectious disease controls. The embassy posted a notice on Monday issued by North Korea's foreign ministry informing foreign diplomats that the special anti-epidemic period imposed in Pyongyang since Wednesday was lifted as of Monday. Police video of a deadly beating of Tyree Nichols by officers in Memphis, Tennessee, is hard to watch. The images are a glaring reminder of the repeated failures of efforts to prevent police brutality. And nearly 32 years ago, the savage beating of Rodney King by police in Los Angeles sparked calls for reform. Such brutal scenes have repeated themselves, with police killing roughly three people per day since 2020. The Memphis officers were fired and faced murder charges, and their so-called Scorpion unit has been disbanded by the police chief. The advocates say nothing less than a cultural change in law enforcement will provide the safety and liberty black people have been demanding for some time. There's more at voanews.com. This is